News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Three quarters of GAA intercounty players who were regular drinkers showed signs of adverse alcohol use. That's according to a new study. Dr. Kieran Murray, a rheumatologist, shortly to be starting as consultant in University Hospital Limerick, and the lead author of the study joins us now. Kieran, just tell us, what exactly did you find?
Great. Well, thanks very much for having me on the show, Shane. So essentially, this was an anonymous web-based survey distributed by the Gaelic Players Association and Women's Gaelic Players Association. And we had over 700 actively playing intercounty players. So that's football, hurling and camogie. And what we showed is four main findings. So first of all, more players consume alcohol than the general population. So 96% of the intercounty players surveyed consumed alcohol in the year prior to the survey. And this is much higher than 76% in the general population. Secondly, there was a very seasonal drinking pattern. So players drank alcohol more frequently and in larger volume during the off-season than during the competitive intercounty season, when they often had periods of abstinence between matches. Thirdly, there was high rates of binge drinking, with more than 9 out of 10 players drinking 6 or more drinks in a single session. And when you compare that to 55% of 25 to 34-year-olds in the general population. And then fourthly, there was high rates of alcohol-related harms. 2/3 of players experienced an alcohol-related harm in the past year. 1/4 missed work or college. 1 in 10 described harm to home life. And 1 in 50 had to attend the emergency department.
Wow, it's pretty shocking stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, no, to be honest, I was surprised at a couple of findings. Another one was players actually didn't drink particularly large volumes of alcohol over the course of the year. So the median or middle amount of alcohol drank was 2.2 litres in the year, compared to 9.7 litres for adults in Ireland on average. However, there's high rates of alcohol-related harms, because it's really getting this pattern of, as one of the players described it, all duck or no dinner.
long periods of abstinence. During the season. And then when the season is over, going on absolute benders, basically.
Yeah, but a couple of the comments were, after a league or championship, players might take a week off work, or we'll all kind of go to the pub together and kind of feel it's justified because, as you mentioned, that they've been unable to drink for a long period.
I suppose it begs the question, which is worse, drinking more, a lot more spread out over the whole year, or drinking less for large periods of the year and then binge drinking for short periods of time? Is the latter worse in your view?
Well, people who binge drink have been shown in studies to have higher rates of alcohol-related harms compared to kind of steady-state drinkers who would drink less more regularly. There's a higher risk of accidents and incidents, whether that might be things like, you know, fights, head injuries, etc., in patients who are or people who are drinking kind of in a binge pattern.
Okay. We have a drink problem in this country. I think we can all acknowledge that. Does the GAA have a drink problem?
Well, definitely between the GAA and alcohol, there seems to be a harmful relationship. And, you know, we've seen that in a lot of different sports. They're from the kind of respondent comments. They talked a lot about how underage drinking was associated with the GAA. One player commented on how they'd see players, people as young as 11 or 12 kind of in the pub drinking, celebrating kind of inter-county wins, etc. And then also that binge drinking was kind of associated with the organisation. And I think there's probably a couple of ways to address that. The GAA has already instituted the Healthy Club programme, and I think, you know, that's a start. And I think another simple intervention the GAA could do is to ban alcohol sponsorship of GAA-related activities. I mean, they've already shown a track record of prioritising player welfare by banning all gambling-related sponsorship of GAA activities, which is in sharp contrast to a lot of other sports.
All right, Dr. Kieran Murray, lead author of that absolutely fascinating study. Thank you indeed for talking to us. Do you know what, Kieran, this morning my initial reaction was, this is society's problem, not the GAA's problem. But when you hear that, and you hear that kind of celebrations going on with 11-year-olds drinking about, clubs have to stand up and take a stand here and say, that's just not acceptable, that cannot happen.